On August 17th, the Camden Select Board voted to adopt the recommendations of the town's Energy Committee and set up a Ragged Mountain Work Group. In this third recording of that meeting, the Select Board finishes up its discussion and votes to adopt the plan for a Ragged Mountain Work Group. The recording is 7 minutes long.
Does anybody else have anything that they want to speak to on this item? Seeing no hands, we're going to move on. I want to thank you all very much for your input. And I'm glad that you did come forward early rather than later. I'd much rather see people jump out real early in the game than have them come up later and go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go back to number five, consideration of the recommendation of the Camden Energy Committee relative to the study of Ragged Mountain Wind Farm. Are you going to speak to it, Barbara?
I will. The only member of the Energy Committee at this point that's here is Sid, so you jump in if you want me to. And a lot of the background we've already talked about as to what led the Energy Committee to this point. And they've spent a lot of time looking at those options that George Baker and the Island Institute put together in terms of the legal form and going round and round of where do we go from here. And they are at this point ready to make a recommendation to the board that that there is a tremendous potential and a community interest in wind on Ragged Mountain. How you define that and how you might want to take advantage of that or not take advantage of it is something that will take some additional feasibility work to sort out. And so the committee is recommending that if you want to pursue further study, that you appoint a Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group and invite members from the neighboring towns to participate in that work group. And attached to the memo of the recommendation was a draft directive for that for the work group. I have two copies of mine. And asked the committee to conduct and fund, either through fundraising or grants, because there are a number of grant opportunities for energy related projects, including feasibility study, to do further feasibility research, which would address the logistical, technical, economic, and environmental issues, as well as the scope of the type of project that you might want to consider for Ragged Mountain. And that scope talks about the difference between the net energy billing, one small turbine that could power the town of Camden's municipal facilities, or two turbines that could provide, guarantee some electric rates to Camden, Rockport, and Holt, or you know, somewhere in that neighborhood. And once the work group was able to gather enough data and do enough of a basic feasibility study, is to conduct a community outreach process, which would assess the level of interest and tolerance that Ken was talking about for a Ragged Mountain Wind project, and to report back to the board. Okay. So the recommendation is for a 9-member committee, 4 members from Camden. Invite the town of Rockport to appoint 3 members, and invite the town of Holt to appoint 2 members.
The 4 from Camden, is it been determined that there are 4 people that are already on the Energy Committee, or can we invite people who are not on the Energy Committee to step forward?
I would recommend if the board wants that you make a decision whether you want to further study wind development on Ragged Mountain, and make a decision whether you want to appoint this work group, and then we should advertise as we normally do and have people fill out community interest forms, which are on our website. And part of the recommendation is that the work group that you appoint reflect a broad representation of interests and experiences so that you get good cross-section of the community, including the neighbors.
Especially on the community part of it, this would be an excellent time to start.
All right. So what's your question?
I move that we ask for a form for the canyon by Rockport for 380 back. Please give them the opportunity to move forward. Give a, like you said earlier, a chance for a Red Rose group to get together to see the attack and see who's interested. And I think this is a good opportunity to move forward with this project and look at it. I'm not going to build it tomorrow, but let's move forward.
Okay.
Is
there a second?
I second.
Any further discussion?
Yeah. I just wanted one comment. I'd like us all to be able to make an informed and educated decision, and I think we need more information in order to do that. I don't want us to make a decision in a vacuum, either emotionally or just, you know, not having enough information. So I think it's really worth go forward at least for the work group. Okay.
I think the outreach portion of this needs to be first, before there's even any talk of spending any money. And if we get a reaction like we did tonight and it's consistent, then why move forward? And I guess this committee will help figure that out. So.
All in favor? All opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you, folks. And I do encourage you to drop down to the town office, get one of the interest forms. It's not really an application, it's an interest form that you fill out to get somebody from your group appointed to the committee.
Thank you.